Hey, my good people, welcome to the Chit Chat Podcast. Let's talk reality. So the topic for today, as you can tell, is 50-50 in a relationship. So yesterday I posted this question on my social media. Is it 50-50 in a relationship, or is it you got yourself and I got myself inside of the relationship? The reason why I wanted to get a little bit of feedback from other folks, if it's 50-50 or is to each his own in the relationship, is because myself personally, I believe that it should be 50-50 in a relationship. Whatever I'm putting in, I expect you to put in. So when I say 50-50 in a relationship, this is what I mean, because a lot of people just didn't get it. If you come into a relationship and that person has, you know, less than what you have, and y'all decide that you want to get married, and then you end up getting a divorce. In some states, when you get a divorce, depending on what you're getting a divorce for, they make you pay alimony. Now, I know for a fact, as someone, you may have been okay with that person making less. Obviously, if you're in a relationship with this person, you knew for a fact that this person may have been making less than you. So initially you were okay with it. So you decided that you want to get married. Okay, the marriage didn't work out. Now you're headed to getting a divorce. So once you get the divorce, you go in, you speak to the judge, and they do all the paperwork, whatnot. And it turns out that since you make more than the person that you're in a relationship makes, they make you pay 75% of your earning monthly to this other person. I know for a fact, no one is going to be okay with paying someone 75% of their earnings. I find it hard to believe that a female will, or a male will be, you know what, they came into this relationship with nothing and I want to make sure that they're okay. I don't mind them taking half of what I make or 75% of what I make and pay them monthly. People out here don't even want to pay child support, let alone pay someone that they're no longer with in a relationship or a marriage. You don't even want to pay child support. So what makes you think that anyone on this planet would be okay with giving someone 75% of their earnings? I don't know a human soul, because let me tell you what, if I'm in a relationship and I feel like I'm the one who's having to pull out my wallet every time we go somewhere, there's not a human being in this world that's going to sit here and say, oh no, it's okay, I got it. It's 2024 and these bills is high, okay? There is not one single soul out of here that does not get frustrated or upset every single time that they get ready to go out on a date or whatever the case may be. You're always the one who has to pull out your wallet to pay for stuff because the other person that you're with can't contribute the same amount as you can. Yes, you knew about this in the relationship before the relationship started. So when it gets to that point of money coming out of your wallet, you can't really get mad at the other party because they're not pulling their weight. You need to be mad at yourself because you already knew that this person didn't have much to offer in the first place. And then you decided that you want to get married. So why did you think that it would change after you get married? That's the reason why I believe that it should be 50-50 in a relationship. Not only that, another reason why I think it should be 50-50 in a relationship, because that allows both parties to stack up money and do whatever they want to do with that money. If you're trying to start a business, you're having to pay child support for another child because you're in a new relationship, you're able to do so because you're going 50-50. You're splitting the rent, the mortgage, you're going on half on the light bill, going on half on the water bill. It's not so much as putting all that on one person in a relationship. If you're living in a house and one person is having to pay every single thing, you better believe it, that man or that woman is mad. Unless you are in college, because I know there's some men out there and I know there's some women out there that will be like, okay, babe, you know, I'll take care of all of this stuff because you're in college. I don't want you to have to worry about that. Kudos to y'all, because there is some people out here that is going to school and they're still trying to figure out how they're going to pay bills or put food in the house because they're trying to do everything by themselves. The stereotype in today's society is some females, and I'm going to say this very loosely, will pay for a man's go on a date and they'll fit the bill. I am that type of person where if I'm going on a date with somebody, I might be like, hey, let me take you out on a date. Or, hey, let me, you know, pay for your haircut and whatnot. The only way I can see myself doing something like that is if it's being reciprocated. This person may not have the same amount as I do, but if they're showing me love and affection and they're giving me massages and we're doing, you know, Netflix and chill, they're giving me what they're able to give. They just not taking it and not replacing it with what I'm giving. So a lot of females and males get upset when they feel like they're doing more than the other person is doing because the other person is not reciprocating the energy. The only person you should be mad at is yourself, because you knew that this person had nothing to offer you, and yet you decided to keep moving forward. Now you turn around and you can't keep gas in your car because you putting gas in his car, or you letting him use your car and then he bringing it back on E. And then you got the ones that's, you know, paying the cell phone bill, but then you find out you go through the cell phone bill. This is not me, baby. I don't believe in going through nobody's cell phone, and I think it's trash that you do. You paying this person's cell phone, men or women, right? You paying a cell phone bill, and then you decide you want to be investigation ID, the next cheaters of 2024, and you find out that you've been paying a phone bill, and this goofy-ass person been talking to somebody this entire time. This is the reason why I say 50-50. When you get ready to leave the relationship, if as long as it's 50-50 and you've been stacking up your money, you're going to be good. I don't like people sitting here saying, if I got it, you got it. Because when I do have it, you ain't got it. And when I need it, you still ain't got it. So I don't believe in, you know, people saying, if I got it, you got it. Some of these people don't got it. You get what I mean? So it made me very upset to see that people were like, oh, no, I believe that it should be whatever that couple wants or whatnot. But when you're putting all of your income into a household and you have goals that you're trying to reach, personal goals that you're trying to reach, the other party should understand, like, hey, I'm trying to, you know, start this business. I can't afford to sit here and pay all these bills. I am a firm believer that it should be 50-50 straight across the board, or you got to do whatever you got to do to make that hustle. I don't care if you out there on OnlyFans. I don't care if you out there doing the wannabe challenge. As long as you making some money, it does not matter to me. The reason why I decided to do this topic is because I want to get other people's feedback. I want to hear what other people think. Do you think that it should be 50-50 in a relationship? I got it if you got it. Or should it be, you know, what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine? Because when you start to get into this paperwork, and I'm talking about this marriage, when you start to get into this paperwork, there's so many people out here right now that makes, you know, their significant others sign a prenup. When you sign a prenup, that goes shows right there that you don't trust this person that you with. That means you don't want this person touching none of your money, none of the stuff that you brought into this relationship. The prenup, that's what a prenup is for. Because if you're making $100,000 or $1 million and then you marry someone who has way less than you, you don't want to end up paying them alimony every single month because they're making less than you. The prenuptial agreement is a security blanket for people who have more to offer than the other person. If people were not worried about 50-50 or the other person have more than, you know, that they're with, they wouldn't even have a prenuptial agreement. I know for a fact, if I get married, I'm going to need you to go ahead and sign your John Hancock on this prenup, because I don't want, especially if you did not contribute. And what I mean by contribute to my success, if you did not contribute to my success, I mean, you wasn't helping me with the kids, or you wasn't trying to listen to my essays that I had to write. You didn't provide me with no ear or whatnot. Because there is, like I said, there is people that do contribute to other people in a different form because they know that they financially can. So if you're there and you're being very supportive of this person who's either getting a degree or starting their own business, if you're there in some type of support, then I can, you know, I can see you contributing to that person's success. again, like I said, there's plenty of people out here, male and female, that literally will start the relationship or the marriage and don't have nothing to offer. And then they, at the end of that person's college degree or once their business is open, they have their hand out like they done sat right here and ran the marathon with you, but they was in the back seat while they was watching you struggle and try to get this up off the ground by yourself. I do not believe, male or female, if you didn't contribute to my success, you're not about to contribute to this money either. You're not about to contribute to my business either, because you didn't do anything besides became extra baggage for me. But like I said multiple times throughout this podcast, you are the one to blame. If you sat right here and decided to start a relationship with someone who could not bring the same amount to the table, you already knew it, but now you want to play boo-boo the clown to somebody like, oh my God, I didn't know that I was going to be sitting here pulling my debit card every time that we decided to go out to eat, or I didn't know that I was the one who's going to be pulling out my debit card when we decided to go out of town. Yes, you did. You knew about it before you even let this person move into your house. And that's the reason why I believe if you're in a relationship, if you're in a fresh new relationship, you need to keep your own place. Have your own house. I will go as far as say, even if you get married, stay in your own headquarters, okay? I do not think, unless you absolutely have been with this person for a while, I don't think that people should automatically rush to move in, because that gives you the time and the chance to figure this person out. Like if they calling you with some story like, oh, my light just got cut off. Oh, baby, you can't move in with me, because I know for a fact you living in a one bedroom and a one bath and your light should not be getting cut off. And are they call you and tell you that they ain't got no gas? Oh, no, you can't. Nuh-uh. And then you're not even out here trying to be productive by looking for a job or getting two or three jobs or finding the hustle that you feel that's best for you and your pockets, your needs. This is the reason why. There are so many reasons why I believe that it should be 50-50. You're not only just stacking up your own money, but you're still contributing to the household as well. So it's not being selfish if you're doing a 50-50 in a relationship. It's not. It makes it a lot easier for both parties to be able to maintain, okay? You can still do 50-50 in a household and still keep a little good amount of change in your own pocket instead of having to put all of your money into your house by yourself. There's male and female. I keep saying male and female because I don't believe in that double standard stuff. For some odd reason, females think when they go out on a date, the men, you know, it's a stereotype. I'm not sitting here saying that, like I said, I'm not sitting here saying that this happens often, but 9 times out of 10, it does, where females think that a man should automatically cover the bill. Baby, it's 2024, okay? He may not even got paid yet. And then when he does get paid, he probably like get you roses or, you know, get your feet done or your hair done. And sometimes that's not even good enough for a female. A man will sit here and do more than the 50 in the relationship when a female can sit here and do the same amount. There is males and females that's out there and say, you know what, babe, I got us. Don't even worry about it. I want you to keep your money. I want you to go open up that business. In fact, I'm gonna buy the hair to put in your business so that way you can be successful. Because if you win, I win. You see, so it's like I think in 2024, a lot of people got this society fucked up and fucked off. If you out here and y'all in a relationship, you can save more money doing the 50-50, because at the end of the day, some relationships, they're sustainable and some of them ain't. And once you have put in so much into the relationship, you turn around and you ain't even gotten a penny in your bank account because you decided that, oh, we're good. We don't need, I'll handle all the bills. I don't know where the hell they do that at. But I think it's the most craziest thing that some of these people are in relationship and one of the parties is paying all the bills while the other one is stacking it. Now, if that's the agreement that y'all have in y'all's relationships, kudos to you, okay? If I had like a little applaud where I'm applying y'all, I would definitely hit that button right now, because there is no way in the world that I'm about to sit here and pay all the bills. And then I'm looking at my bank account. And I don't have no money in my bank account because I'm paying all the bills. There's also some people, males and females, who will be in a relationship and they can do the 50-50. They do have something to bring to the table. But because they're so selfish and stuck on themselves, they feel like that person, oh, they got it. I ain't got to worry about it. They won't even offer. They will not even offer to pay even $5 to go towards the water bill, okay? Because they're so selfish and stuck on themselves. And they sitting here pocketing the money while they sitting right here watching you struggle in your own house. That's another reason why I said, if you're in a relationship, to me, y'all should stay separate, separate houses, separate whatever, until you kind of get a real good feel of this person. Even then, once you move in with them, you still don't have a good understanding, but at least you can alleviate the stress of knowing, okay, if this person is constantly calling you, telling you, you know, that they water got cut off or they lights got cut off, at least you know in advance, I'm not about to sit here and struggle with your ass. What the fuck I look like, goofy? No, there's just absolutely no way that I'm doing that. Now, I am coming to the end of my podcast. If you hear this podcast, let me know y'all opinion. Is it 50-50 in a relationship, or is it if I got it, you got it? I want to hear y'all's feedback. Tell me what y'all think. And again, this is y'all personal lives. Y'all can do whatever you want to do. I understand that. I ain't trying to be in nobody's business, but I really honest to God want to know, is it best to do your bills in a relationship if you're living together 50-50, or one person pay all the bills and another person pocket their money? Again, thank you for joining in today's Chit Chat Podcast. Love y'all. Remember, this is Gigi. This is all nothing but love.